The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome as we lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley Rutherford. I'm Kyle Welch. It is recorded in the book of John that Jesus once said, "If he is lifted up, he will draw all people unto himself." Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension are all linked to this glorious exaltation, and it is a call made to the entire world. No class, social status, race, or gender is excluded from this declaration. That is why we lift up the name of Jesus on this program every day. Our teaching pastor is Dudley Rutherford, and we join him right now with today's message.
Today, we want to look at something that's right in front of you, but you may or may not see. It's there, but oftentimes it's invisible. I want to ask a question. Raise your hand and keep it raised. How many of you would admit somewhere in your life you ran into a sliding glass door? It was there. You just couldn't see it. It looked like a door, but it was a pane of glass. Well, there's often an invisible barrier between you and your future that you can never see. It's called the spirit realm. Now, whenever in church we talk about the spiritual realm of the heavenlies, there are two main viewpoints. They're extreme opposites. One viewpoint is that there's a demon behind every tree and every bush. And so anything that happens in your life that you don't like or you don't agree with, there was a demon involved. And you almost become paranoid of the devil. The second viewpoint, completely opposite, totally extreme, is that there is no devil, that Satan is make-believe. And we give no credence to the fact that Satan and his evil forces are real and at work in our world. So I want you to take your Bibles today and turn to Ephesians chapter 6. There's an outline inside your bulletin. I spoke on this text, which we do from time to time, but the last time I spoke on this text was 6 months ago. So if you're here today and you go, I think I've heard some of this before. Well, we talked about it 6 months ago. And at least for me, it's something that you cannot hear enough. Because as God is trying to lead you, Satan is trying to mislead you. As God is trying to bless you, Satan is trying to condemn you. God is trying to help you. Satan is trying to hurt you. God is trying to free you. Satan is trying to enslave you. God is trying to redeem you. Satan is trying to destroy you. So today in this series, I want to give you 5 steps to assure victory in your life from Ephesians chapter 6. Number one, write this down. You got to power up. That's number one. Everybody say power up. Power up. Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, to be strong in the Lord. Not strong in yourself, but strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. In the spirit world and in the physical world, there's only one way to truly be strong, and that's to be strong in the Lord. Your victory starts there. In the movie The Lion King, Simba is just a little lion cub. He's a tad bit overconfident and a little arrogant, but he heads off to an area, just like us often, that he should not be. He gets trapped by his enemies, three hyenas, and he attempts to ward them off with his little lion cub roar. So he roars. It sounds like a cat. Meow. And just like you, the three hyenas laugh. And so little Simba, with one last attempt to save himself, he attempts one more wimpy roar. Except this time, you hear the enormous roar of the Lion King, Mufasa. And the hyenas panic, and they cower in fear because they realize they have no chance against Mufasa. Little Simba, in that moment, is standing in the strength of his father. Often our past has gotten the best of us. We think it's defeated us. It certainly discourages us. It steals from our future. And Satan, he laughs. He scoffs, he encircles, and then the roar of the lion from the tribe of Judah, King Jesus himself, comes to our defense. And our hope is renewed because we're standing in his strength. And so when your past steals your joy, be strong in the strength of the Lord. And when you feel like you can't make it another day, stand strong in the strength of the Lord. And when you feel like life is stacked against you, be strong in the strength of your Lord. And when temptation comes your way, stand strong in the strength of the Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Now, we don't just power up. Number two, write this down. You got to wise up. You got to power up. You got to wise up. Because Ephesians 6 verse 11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes, plural. Verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, it's against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You got to power up. You got to wise up. Because we are in the midst of a cosmic spiritual war zone. Between the forces of evil in the heavenly realms and the power of a living God in the spirit world. We have an enemy. He's more real than anything in your life. And he's constantly planning. He's constantly scheming. Systematically, methodically, to bring you to a place of defeat, to bring you to a place of discouragement, to bring you to a place of depression, to bring you to a place of disorientation, to bring you to a place of despair, and to bring you to a place called death, because that's what he does. Now, in a few months, the NFL season will start again. And before you know it, your team will be playing. Now, I looked up the Los Angeles Rams football schedule for this upcoming season. Because we live where? In Los Angeles. And here's who they play. They play the Chargers. They play the 49ers. They play the Las Vegas Raiders. And they play those filthy, low-down, no-good-for-nothing Cowboys. Now, whenever you go to a game and you're there with 80,000 people, it's not just fans that are in the stands. There are scouts in those stands from the opposing teams. And the scouts are there looking at your team, even though you don't know they're there. They're there. And they're scouting out what your team's weaknesses are so that they can defeat your team. And that's exactly what the devil does 24/7. He's stalking you. The devil is a stalker. He's scouting you. He's watching you. He's watching your family. And what's he looking for? He's looking for a weakness so he can take you down. So you better power up. You better wise up. Number three, write this down. You better armor up. You got to armor up. Verse 13 says, therefore put on the full armor of God. Some of you have like part of it on. Some of you have none of it on. You got to armor up. Now, there are five things that are listed there in your notes. And again, we looked at this 6 months ago. The belt of truth. The breastplate of righteousness in verse 14. The feet fitted with the gospel of peace, that's verse 15. The shield of faith in verse 16. And the helmet of salvation in verse 17. We know that Paul, as he writes this, is chained to a Roman guard. And so he looks over, he can see how they're dressed. And he looks at the physical armor of a Roman soldier. And he goes, you know what? That would be a good analogy to describe a believer's spiritual armor that we need in order to withstand all of Satan's schemes and ploys. There are 7.5 billion people on this planet, close to 8 billion people. Satan is out to destroy every single one of them. And you have zero chance, if you don't have your spiritual armor on. Now, we know what the physical armor of a Roman soldier looks like through history, through archaeology, and through research. There was a guy who used to go to our church. He now is with the Lord. But his name was Dr. Richard Fels. And he was a genius. He was about 1,000 times smarter than me. I knew it and he knew it. And he'd be sitting out here in church and I'd be up here talking. I'd look over and look at that guy. He was looking at me and I'm going, man, that guy's 1,000 times smarter than me. And he'd be thinking, I'm 1,000 times smarter than this guy. But I loved him because right after church, he would always come up and he'd say, Pastor, that was a wonderful sermon. Man, he lied right through his teeth. He just always had a word of encouragement. But his area of expertise were Roman soldiers. So he had so much information on this passage that he shared with me. And he would always tell me stories about Rome and Roman battles. And one time he told me the story of Rome's greatest, not victory, but Rome's greatest defeat. It took place in this forest called the Teutoburg Forest, which is in the northern part of Germany. There were three legions of Roman soldiers. That's up to 36,000 soldiers that went into that forest. And they vanished. They never came out. They went in. No one ever saw them again. What happened to them? Well, there was a Germanic tribe who knew that forest. And they had set up an ambush. So they went in there and they were completely destroyed. Never heard of again. Years later, British archaeologists discovered the site of the ambush inside that forest. Dr. Fels himself later dug there. And guess what they found when they dug down underneath the surface of the earth? They found the actual Roman armor dated from that time period, which was 9 A.D. Jesus was just a little 8-9-year-old boy living over there in Palestine when big Rome was trying to conquer the world when this battle took place. Here's what the shoes looked like at that time period. The Romans invented golf shoes 1,700 years before golf. So we know what all these pieces of armor look like through, again, history and archaeology and research. But in our spiritual conflict back to today, the things that we're struggling, here's what you need. Write them down quickly. Number one, you need the belt of truth, which is the integrity of God's truth. I want to ask you, what's going on in our world today? Why is everything that's evil we call good and everything that's good we now call evil in our country? Here's why. Because there's a war being fought between truth and lies. My second question is, where did that start? Did this start in the last presidential election or two presidential elections? When did it start? It started all the way back in the Garden of Eden when there were only two people here and Satan shows up. God told Adam and Eve, said, God said, this is truth. And the devil came right after and said, no, that's not truth. And from that day to today, there's this battle between truth and lies. And the reason why so many people today are living lives full of chaos and confusion is because their eyes and their hearts have been blinded to the truth. So that's the first armor. Second, the breastplate of righteousness, that's purity. God is calling us to live a life of purity. Satan is always looking for a crack in the armor that he can attack. You say, well, Pastor, is it okay if I lie just a little bit? Can I cheat just a little bit? Can I steal just a little bit? Can I swear just a little bit? Can I lust just a little bit? Can I flirt just a little bit? Can I sin just a little bit? No. Why? Because if you give the devil an inch, he'll take you for a mile. Number three, you need your feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Because everything in this world brings the opposite of peace. Politics and presidential elections cause me stress. Hollywood and media causes me heartburn and indigestion. Worldliness and lack of justice fills me with anxiety and despair. Inflation and taxes cause baldness. Wars and rumors of wars fill us with fear and worry. The only thing that calms me in the midst of the chaos of the world is the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing. It brings my heart peace. It brings my heart hope. It brings my heart tranquility. And then you need this shield of faith. What is that? That's our protection. Why do I need protection? Because the devil is attacking us daily. Even more so if you're here today and you desire to live for Jesus. It's your faith in God is your covering. It's your protection. Because Satan keeps firing these fiery arrows at us. He fires fiery arrows of doubt at us. He fires fiery arrows of sickness. He'll fire a fiery arrow of confusion. He'll fire a fiery arrow of financial loss. He'll fire an arrow of loneliness at you. He'll fire a fiery arrow of defeat. He'll fire a fiery arrow of depression. He'll fire a fiery arrow of unworthiness towards you. And how do I fend all that attack? By walking in faith. I've told you before, my sister Dreema, she had two boys. They were twins. They were 4 years old. Four. And one of them came down with a brain tumor. And within 100 days, that boy died. This was 30 years ago. I didn't know, but she had kept a diary of those 100 days. And she had written down everything. My boy, his eyes were crossed, so we took him to see an eye doctor, and they got him a pair of glasses, thinking he needed glasses to correct his vision. And later we discovered there was a tumor. And then we discovered that the tumor was inside his brain stem, which is about the size of your thumb. And once there's a tumor inside the brain stem, there's nothing you can do to really to operate on that. And she'd written down all the doctor's appointments, and she wrote down all the tests that that boy had to take. She wrote down all the details of the last few days of his life. And one day when I was with her, she said, she handed it to me, like to read. And I couldn't read it. I can't read that. Because there are times where you go through things in this world where you just say, God, I don't understand this. And whenever you go through those times where you can't understand, the only thing that can carry you through is even in times of not understanding, you keep walking in faith, trusting God fully, even though you don't understand. Then you have this helmet of salvation. And I don't know if you've been paying attention the last few weeks as we've gone through this series on overcoming addictions and breaking generational curses, but the only answer we have to getting our past in the past is you got to come to Jesus. And I don't know if you've ever noticed on this list of these five pieces of armor, all of that armor, all of it, is Jesus. The belt of truth, Jesus is our truth. Righteousness, Jesus is our righteousness. The gospel of peace, He is our peace. The shield of faith, our protector, Jesus is our protector. And salvation, that's Jesus, because Jesus alone is who saves. All of this is Jesus.
It's a blessing for us to bring this program to you every day. We exist only by our faithful partners who support us through their prayers and financial gifts. If Pastor Dudley's message has been a blessing to you, we would like to encourage you to consider joining in partnership with us so we can continue to be here every day to bless others with this important ministry. Your gifts, whether large or small, are greatly appreciated and go directly to help keep us on the air. You can find out more about supporting us by calling our toll-free number, 888-818-4777. That number again is 888-818-4777. We have operators standing by and ready to take your call. You can also support us by going to our website, liftupjesus.com/reach. That address again is liftupjesus.com/reach.
Hello, my name is Abe Anaya, and I am the Life Groups Director here at Shepherd Church. At Shepherd Church, we take a two-pronged approach in connecting folks with God and one another. We do that through worship services and small group Bible studies. You see, the Christian life is lived out when we are in community with one another. We call these life groups. Shepherd Church life groups are your way to experience a Bible study and Christ-centered community. We want to bring the people of our congregation together to love, serve, encourage one another as we grow to be more like Jesus. You see, Christian relationships are vital here at Shepherd. See how we are all better together by joining a life group. Our groups primarily meet in homes, but some meet in coffee shops, backyards, beaches, and even online. No matter what season of life you're in, there is a group for you. Visit us online at lifegroups.org for more information.
you're invited to experience a dramatic retelling of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus at The Passion Play. For over 30 years, thousands have seen the love of our Heavenly Father come to life through music and acting. This broadcast features uniquely gifted artists in every field. Singers, actors, dancers, composers, sound and lighting technicians, camera operators, costume designers, and so much more. See the good news of Jesus come to life at The Passion Play, premiering at Shepherd Church, Porter Ranch, March 23rd and 24th.
I'm Kyle Welch, inviting you to join us tomorrow at this same time as we again lift up Jesus with Pastor Dudley.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.